Sure is quiet out there.
Yeah, too quiet.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
And a good Friday night to you, Linkers. Low Life is back in the booth. It is a Friday night. That might mean something to some of you who are allowed to go out and about, do your jobs, and then have a nice break on the weekend. But hey, whatever the case may be, K-Scum is here for you, pandemic edition. And yeah, it's a little wild out there lately. If it's not the virus, it's certain social events that are happening right now that I will not get into here and now, but just want to let you know that the crazy state of the world is why primarily I decided to resurrect these shows. Wanted to provide a bit of an escape for anybody who needs it, and that includes myself. Making these shows is a nice distraction from real life. So with that, let us leave real life behind for about an hour and immerse ourselves in some fine, fine music. You better believe we got some Linker requests coming up, and we'll continue to dive deeper into material that we've not played on the station before. And we're going to start with this, a classic from David Bowie, on your official radio station of the VH Links.
K-Scum Radio.
As they pulled you out of the arms
We'll be right back.
started things out there with Diamond Dogs from the late, great David Bowie. Moved on to Crocus, Screaming in the Night for Smith JC. And that last track there, you may be familiar with it if you're an old fart like the rest of us. You were around when MTV was actually playing videos in the early 80s. And they had about maybe 30, 40 videos in their entire library. Let's face it, back then, if you had a video, they wanted to play it. That's the John Hall Band, a song called Crazy. Who the hell is John Hall, you might ask? Well, if you were living in New York from 2007 to 2011, he was your congressman. Hey, Weird Rock Facts, brought to you by Low Life Flathead Scuff. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to move on to a block of Kiss. And we're going to do that specifically because, well, for two reasons. I was recently made aware, literally within minutes of starting production for this show, about the passing of a guitarist named Bob Kulick. Took a brief listen to his work and a brief look at his extensive resume, and it turns out that he played with Kiss on numerous occasions through numerous lineups. We're going to start this set off with a track he played on for the Alive 2 album. There's a number of studio tracks that were included on this. And here is one where he played lead guitar. This is called Larger Than Life by Kiss on K-Scum.
Too much to hold. my love, baby, oh so bad. You're not the only one I've ever had. And if I say I want to set you free, don't you know you'll be in misery? You need my loving, don't you know it's true? So enter, please, get on your knees. There are no bills, there are no fees. Baby, I know what your problem is. The first step of the cure is a kiss. So call me
Dr.
Love. They call me Dr.
Love.
Doctor of love.
Calling Doctor Love.
block of Kiss for you in K-Scum. That was also for my son Ian, who I've recently learned has learned to appreciate this band. I'm not sure if it's the way they look or the way they sound. He says it's both. Okay, so we'll just buy that. Here's the Foo Fighters by request.
Sure. Hey Linkers, this is VH Chick. On a beautiful summer day, I like to take my top off of my Jeep, go for a drive, and listen to some K-Scum.
Miles on a Gulf Stream, I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pontchartrain train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. A man came down from Chicago, gonna set that levee right. He said, needs to be at least 3 feet high, it won't make it through the night. But the old man down in the quarter said, don't you listen to that boy. Water be down by the morning, and he'll be back to Illinois. I was born in the rain on the Pontchartrain train underneath the Louisiana moon. Don't mind the strain of a hurricane, we come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. Nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans. I can hear the south wind moan. Bridges getting lower, all the shrimp boats coming home. The old man down in the quarter slowly turns his head, takes a sip from his whiskey bottle, and this is what he said. I was born in the rain on the Pontchartrain train underneath the Louisiana moon. I don't mind the strain of a hurricane, they come around every June. The high black water, devil's daughter, she's hard, she's cold, and she's mean. But nobody taught her, it takes a lot of water to wash away New Orleans.
That's going to do it for this Friday night show. I just want to remind everybody not to drink and drive, and keep your wits about you. Keep your head together and stay cool. We're all going to get through this, and the greatest strength that we have is sticking together. Without that, we got nothing. This has been Case Gum Radio, brought to you by Brett Norton at VHLinks.com and iBenderGuitars.com. I'm going to close things out with a request from Mama Lowlife. I'll talk to you later.
Been there that night. When I got there, I said, yeah, people, they was really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chilla. Thank you. was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
Thank you. times, I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side, you know I can tell the whole wide world that Shelly, hey, here comes my girl. Here comes my girl. Down to the end of a day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we don't last forever, man. You know I can't begin to die. Nothing left no more. I find myself having to reach out and grab hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering, waiting, worrying about some silly little things don't add up to nothing.